employee work session meeting to order at 6:03. Share the pledge of flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So, my biggest thing we need to have here is the time clock for the highway workers needs to be digital and it needs to be recorded into the office of the bookkeeper. Because then there's no room for foul play between employees or a current or future superintendent that wants to play favor with an employee. That's never happened.
Are you looking at those things?
Not necessarily.
Who do we use for payroll?
Complete office or complete payroll service.
They must have something.
Well, that's what I was thinking. They probably have a preferred product that ties into their software.
Yeah.
Actually, I believe, I'm almost positive, the FOB company has a software that can tie into the FOB.
Yes, they probably do, but I would start there.
You want to start there. Or
we might be able to get it cheaper than the payroll service if they've got.
We can talk to them. We can talk to the FOB company or also Williamson. I think Williamson Law might have something, which that would actually go into Jessica. I'm not sure on that, but I almost think they do.
They probably do as well. I know the FOB companies always try to sell that as a selling point. Oh, you can tie this in the payroll. And
they're really two separate.
Right.
Well,
they probably maybe they interface properly, but I would think if the payroll company has one, they prefer to work with.
That would be where we want to start. Yeah.
Okay, let me talk to. I mean, do you guys need it just before the next board meeting? Correct. What is your thought, or do you want it right away? I mean,
do we want to do it at reorganization and kind of start?
We can get prices from them and then make a decision of reorganization.
Yeah, if it's on state contract,
there's gotta be.
Gotta be.
Have you ever heard of EDP?
Yeah, but that's not our payroll service.
Okay, but it don't have to. I was typing for not.
Because that's what, I know EDP does stuff like that.
Excuse me.
I don't like how you can sign into your phone.
Ooh. They can, but it's
too easy.
Geolocation. It's a certain range.
Right, only let you sign
in. My employees talk for 15 minutes after they sign in. They've got to, like, walk in the door and clock in. My guys would be clocking as soon as they could get it, like, within their geolocation, which would be a couple miles.
No, it's actually quite close.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that?
Oh, yeah.
That was how my wife's was at Chanderson's. You had to be, like, within, like, 10 feet of the building before it would ever even let you.
Did you know when you went out back for a smoke?
No.
Okay, I will work on getting FOB information and payroll company and Williamson company. So I'll ask all three. How's that? And bring it forward.
Did the employee handbook I sent you guys have Eric's comments?
Yes, I have it up here right now.
I don't know why I'm looking at the one.
So you have to go to, like, the little comment box on page 6, guys. Go to the little comment box and click on the first one, and it will bring the comments over to your side. His first comment is, I don't know what this means. I'm not sure
where
what this
was
means.
This,
I swear I saw it earlier.
Open office.
Open
words. No, it's trying to. I can get it online. I don't know why you guys are having such a hard time.
Problem with what?
Opening up the little icon.
Do you have an office on your?
Where's
you probably have the full version.
On page 6.
I have the full
version. I gotta find the email first.
It's from last one.
Okay.
Dustin sent it.
Oh, Dustin sent it.
Yeah.
It was at, just before or after the last town board meeting.
Okay, okay.
Can I check
them?
Sorry.
Yeah.
There it is. There it is.
Did you find yours?
Oh, yeah.
So how did you open up full screen?
I don't know. I haven't done it yet, so.
Did you guys have any water or anything?
Water.
Mm-hmm.
The bathroom.
The bathrooms have a
sink
built right in.
A sink, but no drinking fountain.
Yeah. Because she's got a bad cough right now.
I don't have any. I might have chops in my cupboard. I don't know why you're not. Maybe.
Nick, do you have the comments?
No, because
Josh has them somehow.
I have them too. If you need me to read them up.
No, I don't want you. How did you open it?
Oh.
Yeah. What did you open it in?
Okay, did you get a box open?
How did you get it?
What kind of box?
Yeah, how did you get it open?
It's a battery. I'm only
Yeah, I've got more. I'm in.
Sorry.
Yeah, I opened it up in the app.
Because, yeah, I just. Okay,
right. Oh, because you logged in through Safari. You didn't use the email app.
All right, can you print that for me? Can you print it for me?
I can't print the comments. I tried. I cannot do it.
All right, it's got to be able to be done because Laura did it for me.
I don't know how. I tried printing.
I haven't got there.
Okay, can you copy the link that you have right here? And then,
How about you just do it?
Yeah, because you know you're right.
What are you, can I see what you're doing?
So then let's put it in a note and I'm going to airdrop it to everybody.
He crossed off the revised. And then. Policy introduction.
What this operating system doesn't have the required.
Alright,
I can just read it if you want me to. If you guys go to page 6.
No. I
want to
be able to read. I want to be able to go over.
Josh is trying to use something with AirDrop.
Yeah. So if you can get your AirDrop on to everyone. There we go. Let's see if this works. Oh, wait. Cannot receive items.
All these items. Just
I don't understand how some of us can see the comments and some can't.
Yeah, once I signed in, I can see.
Sign into what?
Your email.
So the word comes up, I signed in with my rnm.cm@freedomny.org account. My email address.
Oh, here you go, Dustin. I think I did it.
So,
how do you sign in?
You got it.
It popped right up.
Yeah.
I tried to open it.
What's my email? Supervisor?
@gmail.com.
No.
No, or
I don't
supervisor at freedomny.org. You're going to ask me for the password next, aren't you?
Probably. Hi, Mom.
Yeah, I'm going to need my password.
.org.
So there's two different ways to get your email.
Yeah, there's like an app for it.
Oh.
JA.CMF.
Yeah, what's my password, Mindy?
Hang on.
Yeah, let's put that on the website.
You know, you're supposed to write it on a post-it note, keep it stuck to your keyboard.
I think it's on my desk.
No, it's on a post-it note in my safe.
Do you have mine too?
No, I don't have yours.
Dang it.
You're not that special. Okay.
Yes, no.
Oh.
That's fair.
I'm
no supervisor.
It's
bad.
Forgot my password. Right. Right. Here we go.
I don't have yours. I have Josh's. Cause
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Password.
I got locked myself locked out. What's resource you have?
Yeah, yours is really sick. And I wonder if yours is going to be the same thing.
Does it even work? Did I get a look on to you at this point?
Oh.
Yeah, update everybody's. Be great because I've been updating everybody's. So I had Pat, I had his or yours, I had Jessica's, mom.
Yeah,
I can't even reset my password. Thank goodness I'm logged in. I'm just gonna look on yours, John.
I have iPad. See, I can hear you.
Okay. See, I have a management software, so all my passwords are 24 characters off of the verify. I don't even know.
Oh.
So
you what? Do you want to just look at mine then?
No, I got. I was just looking at an email from.
Okay. Sorry, guys. We're
yeah,
working.
I'm gonna forward this to you so that you can.
Me.
Write it.
Well, yeah, for our we have to have an executive session.
Do you want to print a couple copies off to the public?
No.
No.
He's talking about probably the email from Peter, not the.
I'm talking about the email from Peter,
not the.
Oh, resolution.
Right.
You want me to print?
Oh, I found all the comments through the app. That was a lot. For
it's
nothing.
Under the review.
Yeah.
Do you want copies just for you guys, right?
How'd you get
yes.
Just I don't. I don't need a copy of the
of the email
of the handbook. Don't I don't need a copy.
I already copied you once in front of you.
No, there's a tree branch.
Well, I read today that who's Travis Kelce's girlfriend?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's burnt 2,200 trees in carbon. Flying to go see Kelce. I don't know how that came up on my newsfeed.
They love to go after
her.
Virtue signals all the time.
Huh?
That's called rich people problems, so it really doesn't matter.
Right. But it's rich people that virtue signal how much they care about the environment.
Yeah, and then fly around.
And then they do that. Like, I don't care where you fly, go for it. Don't tell me how bad I am for driving a car.
Yeah, I just bought a diesel truck and I like hitting the gas.
Oh,
I want to change the check. Oh, you're welcome. I want to like change the computers like a roll call.
Yeah. You have to hack your truck to do that?
Yeah.
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 Oh. There's a guy from Pennsylvania. The guy's got to be a multi-millionaire. I have him come and delete all my tractors.
No way. Wait, what do you mean delete them?
They don't use DEF anymore.
They don't use what?
DEF. It's the liquid urea you put in it.
Oh.
Goes through the exhaust system and supposed to the carbon. Such a pain in the butt. So the, depending on what he's doing, $2,500 or $5,000. He went to Jason Schwab's and deleted 4 road tractors in one afternoon. He's there for 3 hours, walked out of the check.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like seriously breaking the law. So you don't do that. You don't bargain that out.
Yeah, no, that's true. High risk, high reward.
I'm surprised
you
can check.
But the I asked them. They had a tractor. They had a combine. He was working on a farm in Pennsylvania. They had a combine with some issues. This is when he first came out the Tier 3 emissions. So he heard this guy in England was doing this. So he flew to England. The guy taught him how to do it. And his biggest customers are. Tractor dealerships. Someone will come and be like, yeah, I want that tractor, but I don't want to have to have any issues with the emissions. So you delete it before I take it.
And then what do I just put this to me?
Actually, there's a big group that's
right
out Westmore. They have trouble big time.
Oh, what
yeah.
Is
there
a YouTube?
And the laser. What
yeah.
Do you say about
it? Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's not smart.
Actually, I'm all right for that distance.
All right, we've already had work here.
Yeah.
Okay, so what am I doing?
You're not doing anything.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm very
confused. We're doing the employee handbook now.
Okay.
All right. So, Jessica Todd, the insurance company, they said they'd like to give us some language on insurance to cover our butts for the legalities of offering insurance as compensation. So we'll get this done, and I'll give it to them. I just heard about this. All right, so Eric's first comment on page 6. A new employee will be compensated at least a minimum pay at the level of which they are hired. It says, I'm not sure what this means. I think we had those tiers, remember?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I think he didn't realize that, so I would say delete that comment and move on.
Okay.
Unless anybody else wants to
clarify.
You where are
pay
we?
Them less than what you started paying them. Like, that's what that means, right?
Yeah. It's like we got, you know, remember we had those like different positions of labor operator. Just saying that we're gonna pay out of that. So, is everyone good with that one?
Yep.
All right. All new employees will be on a 12-month probation period before they are granted permanent status. Eric says, hopefully we define this later in the document. What does probation mean? Terms. Probably better write that down. We need to clarify the probation period. I'm not sure if it's in there or not.
Then were we changing the language to during the employee probation years should be terminated for any reason?
What's that?
Then were we changing the language of that bullet? Because I have it on mine that says during a new employee's probation, he or she may be terminated for any reason by his or her supervisor. During the probationary period, the new employee is not entitled to progressive disciplinary procedures described in the policy.
Did Eric must have added that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's funny because, oh, yeah, his comments a year later. So maybe that's what.
What do you get the dates of the comments?
I don't know. I see it on mine. So the first one is where he's asking for it to be defined is July 28, 2022. And then the definition is June 12, 2023.
And the new language would allow an employee to just be terminated without going through any steps. Because it would be under probation.
All right, so let's just accept that as our language, so we don't need to clarify that. Yeah?
That's great.
All right, Eric's next comment. For any reason, question mark, who makes the decision? It says the town. Is that the town board or the highway super? In the event that an employee's performance or conduct is not satisfactory during the probation period, the town may dismiss the employee from employment. It's already been stated.
In the new definition?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So do you want to delete that bullet?
I guess it's redundant.
It's redundant because it's already been talked about in the bullet up above there.
Yeah.
Do you agree, fellas?
I agree.
So you're taking out the in the event?
It doesn't add anything new, right?
Yeah, it's circular in nature.
So is that what we're taking out? Is in the event? Yeah, I won't let you delete it.
Yeah, I don't think it's an edit.
It's not an edit document. So I'm just, that's what I want to know. I'll cross it off in here.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So in the event the employee's performance, that's what we're deleting, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that whole little paragraph?
Correct.
Okay, got it.
All right, an employee hired to operate a vehicle which requires a commercial driver's license must maintain such license. Throughout employment, for to do so may result in immediate termination. A termination of future employment will be made by the board at the next board meeting after the town is made aware of the loss of an employee's CDL. Prior to said meeting of the board, the town supervisor will determine whether or not the employee can remain actively working or if they are laid off without pay pending a decision of the board.
So the word is may.
I see what he's saying there, but I don't think an employee that works here wants to risk losing their job, so.
Right.
I think it's just clarifying the procedure of how it's.
Yeah. So will they get fired, or is there a chance they might not get fired?
I guess it depends. I mean, if they get a DUI and they're not going to have a CDL, then yeah, you can't work here. If it was you missed a deadline on maintaining your license.
Right.
I don't know how some CDL, how some people do have a CDL.
There's a physical involved?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every 2 years?
That's crazy.
Every 2 years, yes.
Obviously, it's not very strenuous.
Yeah, I guess so.
Pretty easy.
That's a
walk from here to the door and see if it makes out.
Climb up the step ladder.
I think the word may is okay.
Yeah.
It gives a little wiggle room.
All right. I think I added the trash day thing just on my own because Jim was concerned. Play performance.
Which one is that?
At the bottom of page 7 it says frequency. All employees hired after January 1st, 2013 will be evaluated upon completion of their first year working as a permanent employee. And once every 5 years thereafter, all appraisals will be done by their appointing department head or by the town supervisor. I think Eric's problem is that he says in his next bullet, this is dangerous and opens the town to liability. It's a decent policy, but it must be followed.
So, like, nobody's ever done one of these, as far as I know. I mean, I've been here for 5 years.
I think we need to mandate it. If somebody wants to do that,
mm-hmm.
But I think Eric's saying if you mandate it and it's not done.
Right.
Because if you ever fire someone for poor performance, they could be like, well, you never told me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the employee handbook that
right.
You should have told me I wasn't doing a good job.
Right.
Which I think I don't really want to have to open up this. I prefer to just leave it out. Get rid of the entire performance appraisal.
Makes sense.
Does that create more problems for us, potentially? If we don't have this? Like, I just don't know.
Isn't that covered under the probationary period of that club?
Wow.
No. This is upon their completion of first year working, yeah, what? And once every 5 years thereafter, that's the difference. So the first year would be covered under the probation, but then
every 5 years.
I don't think we have to have it.
If we don't have to have it, it seems like an extra payment, but...
I can't imagine some of the performance appraisals that would be done around here.
Especially out there.
Yeah. Can you imagine Jim Haggerty or performance appraisal? No personal bias whatsoever.
No. Al, you're good.
Are you okay with getting rid of that?
Yeah.
All right. Let's delete that entire section.
That's only affecting the fire
handbook. Okay, so we're doing that. Are we doing the one below that? Should any?
Yeah, the whole performance appraisal.
The whole thing. The whole section. Where's it going? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm crossing that off.
Why did he even the next comment? This is quite fair.
Thank you
for your commentary. Why not just call it paid time off, and we don't have to delve into whether they're sick or not? Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
We also need to specify we don't have to follow any state or federal holidays.
Oh. What?
No.
We wouldn't?
No.
Jimmy always wants the same days we have off.
That's Jimmy's problem.
Like, I feel like if anybody would, we would.
So, no. So,
school schedule.
Potter County still has the first day of deer season off, but they don't have Martin Luther King Day off.
That's great. That's awesome.
Well, the first day of deer season is on Saturday.
In New York.
Yeah.
But I don't know. In New York, but they're in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
But in Pennsylvania,
it's different.
I mean, New York used to be a Monday.
Right.
That's funny.
So, like, Jimmy wants all these time... paid time off,
mm-hmm.
which we don't have to pay them for holiday pay. That's an option.
That's nice.
So, where is his comment?
Yeah, the next one.
So, he has here 12 days off of pay are required per year at the rate of 8 hours. Per month. This pay shall be used as either sick pay or personal time off. At no time shall an employee accumulate or receive more than 18 days of personal leave. Employees may not use paid personal leave unless time has been accrued if an employee uses more than 2 consecutive sick days of doctor's excuses required on return. See, See, what? But he's saying paid time, but then we have paid time off. We call it vacation time.
So what's the difference between personal time off and paid time off?
I think he's just saying, I don't know.
Like, is there a difference? Like, do they're in pay or no?
No, they just have all these extra days.
Then we should probably just use the one term for it. I think that's what he means.
That's what the company I work at did. Combine them all together.
Yeah.
At no time shall unpaid time be. Unaccrued time be paid to employee. At no time shall unaccrued time be paid to
employee. Yeah, so like, you can't just cash
it all up.
Yeah, if you don't use it all up, you can't cash in extra days. Like, if I have 10 days of paid time off at the end of the year, I can't get paid for 10 days. I think that's what it means.
And I don't hear it states that you transfer over.
And make a certain amount of days.
Yeah.
Because Terry's got so much time accumulated, he can take a whole summer off.
And right, but I think what this is saying is he can't just get the money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He can because you can accrue.
Oh, so no more than 18 days, right?
Yeah, so you got like a year and a half's worth.
You gotta take 18 a year.
He would.
He never takes time off.
Huh?
He never takes time off.
Well, yeah, but.
He plays it safe. He backs in his driveway.
Tells you everything you need to know?
No.
That's wrong questions.
Not respectable.
I don't trust other people.
It doesn't say much about who you live with if you're looking for a quick exit. what do you think, Nick?
I don't get it.
You just change it from personal to paid.
Every time I look at this, I just think we're overly generous.
Looking for a school starting up.
Yeah,
good. You haven't, and you're not sharing it.
I can't be neutral or biased.
Where I work at, we get all these paid days off except for Election Day.
Was it Good Friday?
Mm-hmm.
See, now, you can't do this, but like, you only get paid on Good Friday if you go to church.
I don't even take Good Friday off here.
It's theocracy.
I'm always here. We never close for Good Friday here. I don't.
Are you on Instagram, Josh?
Yeah.
Did I send you that reel today of people who all go to church on Christmas?
No, you did. You sent me some reels, but not at all.
He likes the reels.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, he sent some good ones.
Okay. It's a good thing these high school kids are here to keep us on track.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what are we gonna do there?
What?
Are you guys changing the verbiage in that line, or what are you gonna do? Where he's got
this is personal.
Personal time off. You gonna leave it?
Just leave it. It's never been an issue.
Okay.
I don't care at all.
Because right now, like, they may not use it because it says sick leave. You have to prove it's sick.
Or there's such pressure to prove
it. Or if it says, if we change it to paid time off, they'd be more inclined to take it.
For sure.
And then the next comment is the bottom of that.
Comp time?
Yeah.
Where's the comp time?
It's the next comment?
It's like in the same paragraph, very bottom.
This form of paid time off is not to be confused with comp time.
But we don't have comp time.
So maybe that's what it's saying.
Did they ever have... When did they use comp time? That was back in the...
I think they were using it a little bit.
During COVID? No.
I think that's what got him in trouble with some of his former employees.
What's that?
That they were just saying, oh, we're working now and not working and I'm going to do this and that. And they weren't here when they were supposed to be. And...
I So what are you saying? Do you want out?
I think it's fine the way it is, so that there's no confusion that they can use it in conjunction with that.
All right.
So many more comments.
So, a new request for unpaid leave of absence must be submitted to the highway superintendent. Yeah, or appropriate supervisor. Just can you just add that in there, Eddie?
Should I just cross off highway? You just put appropriate supervisor?
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that would be actually the best.
Is this MLK Day or Juneteenth? No, we just need to leave these as. We're not going to add any more holidays. If anything, we're going to say you get 10 holidays a year, pick them.
Thank you, that's a good idea.
Deer season.
They're kind of a Jew, they're going to take Passover.
That's a little thing.
Nah, I mean, Jews, there are in freedom.
I've never met one.
Huh?
I've never met one.
They like to hide.
What?
They hide really well. Millennia of oppression
are defined.
This is good. Another one of this is good. I love those comments.
All right, so now he goes down to excused absences. Either way, the supervisor has to approve. So excuse that if less than 3 days required prior notification to an approval from your supervisor, excused absences of more than 3 days shall be considered an approval only in cases involving special situations or circumstances and shall require supervisor approval. See, the problem is with it being capitalized, it says the town supervisor.
You want that?
No. it's not my area. That's up to Jim.
Yeah, that seems crazy that it would have to go up here. Oh, can we put highway superintendent there?
Well, it'll probably be any...
Oh, it's probably just the supervisor to that employee.
So the appropriate supervisor.
Appropriate supervisor.
Yeah.
So where are we adding that in? In that paragraph where it says your supervisor? Appropriate.
Employer, supervisor, or approver. Oh, there's two times where it says supervisor.
Mm-hmm. Appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have it be capitalized.
Yes, I will not.
Failure to report to work for 2 consecutive days without notification to your supervisor will result in automatic termination of the plan.
Die.
2 days. So you basically get to blow off your job for a day.
Yeah.
You better be like in the ICU. You work for me and you just are a no show.
Yeah.
You better see him doing something stupid on all your reels.
Yeah.
That's why he's not here.
He's got jumping tractor, trailer, box trucks, a souped up lawnmower.
That's sick.
That's a good camp game.
Can you imagine your liability policy?
No.
Okay. The supervisor is responsible for administering discipline as a means of controlling excessive tardiness in his department. All late starts, which occurring within the calendar month, shall be automatically trigger the following disciplinary action.
Did you missed one though? You missed up above the medical absence.
Yeah.
He said this is much cleaner if we just go to PTO, not involve ourselves in whether the absences are medically related.
Up above to change it.
Look at it.
I'm not signing paperwork.
You gotta sign in, please. Oh, sign into the regular board meeting, not the work session.
I didn't find it.
So, medical absence of more than 3 days shall require a statement from a physician authorizing such absence. Failure to provide medical verifications for an absence of 3. So what's he saying? So get rid of that
medical absence.
Get rid of the medical absence and change
Instead of personal to paid.
And then get rid of the medical statement there as well.
That makes sense.
Okay, so what do we do?
In another, why do we even need this if we mentioned it up above?
Right.
I don't know. Because up above it says.
I think we just get rid of this paragraph and keep the one above as is.
So get rid of the medical absence, just cross that right out.
Both those paragraphs.
The unexcused absence as well? Or the the one down below. This is medical absence resulting from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, do we need to keep that for disability? The second paragraph. May qualify the employee for disability benefits. Do we need to keep that line?
I don't even know why we'd offer that.
I mean, don't we have to have workers' comp?
Workers' comp doesn't qualify if you need to get hurt on the job.
Yeah. Off the job.
Oh, this is off the job?
Yeah, why are they even talking about
oh,
that?
Oh, off the job injury. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm getting...
It's people's personal lives before they talked about domestic violence. I don't want that can of worms.
Oh, my heavens, no.
Okay, so I'm going to get rid of them two paragraphs, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. That was
you don't talk about getting yourself involved in a legal can of worms. Fire someone because they beat their spouse.
Welcome to the town meeting. Supervisor's capitalized.
What'd you say?
We're interpreting this.
I would say I think this next one's appropriate, supervisor.
Yeah.
Again, yes.
Because I don't know if the highway workers are late.
Yeah, why would they come and tell you?
You want supervisor, not capitalizer, either?
Silly. I'm still going to send it.
Send what?
Well, if we do an electronic timesheet, you wouldn't know what that they were showing up.
I'm making sure there's a written warning.
That, then they open up a can of worms.
You.
Oh, man.
I
know.
Yeah. So, okay, so the...
It was unintended, but it's still funny.
Do we like that, the written thing?
What's that?
The comment. We should definitely send it.
I don't even know.
It's the written warning of being tardy. Eric thinks
so. The written warning needs to be, mailed?
Probably something confirmed that they received it.
Probably just placed in the employee file.
Yeah.
Well, they've always had to sign written warnings.
Yeah.
And then they're placed in their... employee file.
Oh, that sounds great.
Should we change it, anything there?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But you ought to put in there in the second late start, the written warning has to be signed by the employee.
Okay. From the supervisor outlining the consequence and repeating the tardiness. Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
He still hung up on the sick time. Occasionally maybe press as means of constant proof for a call in absence.
Where are you seeing that?
Vacation. They hated it.
Call is requesting paid.
Vacation time.
Hey.
So saying they can't use vacation time.
For being sick? It has to be scheduled?
Yes. I don't understand why they can't.
Do we even need it? If based on what we're saying
above. If it's just paid time off, I don't...
Just get rid of it, because if someone's sick and they've already used
it, they can tap into their vacation time.
I don't want them coming to work sick.
Yeah.
If they can use their vacation time, then...
So we're getting rid of that whole paragraph there?
I would think so.
Okay. Got it.
Fair treatment policy.
Should we reference the New York State policy for dignity or in the workplace?
No, I'm not aware of this policy.
I have not seen that one, no.
I'm so shocked they have a policy for that.
I can look into it if you'd like.
Workplace dignity?
As defined by who?
Yeah, the Dignity Act in New York State or something.
Oh, Eric's worried that this could subject us to some kind of liability. That makes sense.
A feel-good policy?
Yeah, it's like, there's no real point of it. And somebody could try to use it.
Just get rid of it.
Oh, it's only related to schools, the Dignity Act.
Ah,
so.
Okay, so are we getting rid of
the whole fair treatment policy, maybe? I don't know. I mean, should we ask Eric if we can just totally get rid of it? Or
no, just get rid of it.
I mean, we already do the workplace violence and the harassment, which that's updated now to what New York State wants.
It's kind of gray.
Right.
We're already getting rid of this, aren't we? This next one? With the red line through it?
So I don't have red lines.
I don't either.
Oh. Well,
it's where it says...
After number 11.
Yep. Yeah, so it's the domestic violence, and they said this is tricky. It was hard for us to prove and is beyond the scope of their own employment at the town. And it's all just red cross. Do you have any note after 11?
No, must have
page 18.
It must have got eliminated already.
It's
because then
prohibited behavior, and then there's 11.
After 11, how far into you see reporting acts of threats of violence?
That's the next thing after all
yes,
the red cross. Okay, great. Don't worry about it.
Page 20, Eric says this is a good policy. Eric says we need to update to the 2019 law on sexual harassment.
No, it's a new 2023 sexual harassment, which you guys have been given in your email.
Well, you have to do it reorganization, right?
That you have to do it reorganization. So you have updated, that one is updated, yes. I gave it to you guys in your email. And the emergency response team, we update that at reorganization as well. That was the one back on page 20 he highlighted. This is a good policy. We have it. We'll update it here in a couple weeks.
Counseling employees. All counseling should be referred to professional services through CalArts. Kind of, we just use them as like a referral service?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it for somebody who might need help with some kind of trauma or something?
Let's just put it all counseling and shall be referred to professional services.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea. Does Cataracts County have counseling?
Probably.
Pines.
Pines? County Health Department has a lot of services, but I don't know.
I don't know.
In this area. Under the American CA for health insurance purposes, the rule 30, I switch. I recommend switching.
We want to pause and look at your use of time clocks real quick, since you discussed. Make sure that that's good for going with the digital system.
Is that the bottom of page 30 or the bottom of page 28?
I'm buying it spot on page 30.
Alright. Following rules relate to the use of time clocks shall apply to all employees. All employees are to personally punch in and punch out on the provided time clock. All employees observe punching and other employees' time period will be subject to immediate termination of employment. Any employee caught in the act of inflicting damage to a time card or time clock will be subject to immediate termination of employment. Any employee deliberately changing a time clock entry will be subject to immediate termination of employment. Employees who report to work late or cannot locate their card in the rack should contact their supervisor immediately. An improperly working time clock should report to the supervisor and should be reversed.
Seems okay.
I mean, for now, this is what we have. I mean, if you guys go digital, you'll have to change it. But for now...
I don't know how much we really have to change. it's still like filling out a time card.
Still permanent, like.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what system I get. If you have cards, someone could still clock themselves in
mm-hmm.
other people. What if it's a fingerprint thing and then
it's hard.
I've seen it done on movies.
Yeah. Right.
We do our work.
Fingerprints?
You steal people's fingerprints?
Oh.
And then there's one final note. Part-time employees.
It's changing from 40 to 30 hours per week.
It was 30. Okay.
That seems good.
Great. So I got 1% battery.
I'm at 5.
Nice.
It's gone down from 20 since then.
I charge mine.
So what are you guys changing? I'm sorry, because I see here he's got the note to less, and I'm just crossing a minimum. Then 30 hours per week?
Yeah, he says rule is 30, so instead of 40, 30.
I think 30 is already in there, isn't it?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, well, it has
less than 30.
I have 30 in here too.
So just leave it at 30. There's safe 40.
Yeah, I have less though. He did change it to schedule to work less.
Less, and then he crossed out 40 and added 30.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just gonna change minimum to less. Is that okay?
Great.
Okay.
Alright, let's adjourn this.
Second.
I make a motion to adjourn the work session at 6:51.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Yarum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye.